It's time for the bald and the beautiful. All the gossip and news from Nashville to Hollywood on My Country 96.1.
It is brought to you by Bravo Supermarket. Continue celebrating the grand opening of Bravo Supermarket in Port Jefferson with incomparable prices. Weekly specials now accepting WIC checks. Visit them at Route 112 in Port Jefferson Plaza, two blocks from the train. Call 631-509-1929. As we get going here with your entertainment, Zac Brown got his new tour bus. And you know he's on tour with Kenny Chesney all summer long, spring, summer. And it took 6 months to make this custom tour bus, which, by the way, comes with a recording studio in the front of it so he can record anytime he wants. I love that. Toby Keith on Twitter yesterday saying that he will be performing on Dancing with the Stars, which will be awesome. And, you know, he's got his great new song we play, Somewhere Else. And he doesn't say a date. We don't know when. But he will be performing on Dancing with the Stars. Willie Nelson is stepping up his effort to stop the slaughter of wild and domestic horses. He actually re-recorded the version of Rolling Stones' Wild Horses, with all the proceeds going to the Animal Welfare Institute. And, Candy, you'll enjoy this one.
Yes.
You know, the ACM Awards are April 3rd.
Yes.
And, obviously, all the country fans are going to watch, but they're trying to draw some interest from outside of that as well.
Okay.
Robert Pattinson from Twilight will be one of the presenters.
He's so popular.
And I'm assuming he will not be early in the show. They will probably string it out and, you know, make the kiddies wait until he presents. I mean,
he is like the hugest rock star ever. I mean, it's crazy.
How about Chris Brown and his temper tantrum?
How about that?
You know, Robin Roberts, Good Morning America.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, well, you know, she asked about the Rihanna incident. And, you know, listen, Chris Brown's got a temper. I don't like him. However, Robin Roberts could have just let it go. I mean,
she could have, but you know what? that should not have provoked him to destroy his little dressing room and break a window.
I agree.
I mean, is that not anger at its worst?
Imagine, you know, he smashed a window with a chair and glass went down to the sidewalk.
Right.
Imagine someone was seriously injured.
Exactly. He can't control himself.
They called security. He ran out with his shirt off. Now, he will not have anything tagged onto his probation that he's on because the official line from the NYPD is that they weren't called. So they are not getting involved. So this will not go
well,
to the
courts. Well, that's a lucky break for him.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Chris Brown scheduled to perform next Tuesday on Dancing with the Stars on the same network, ABC. Will ABC can him, or will they go for the ratings and have him come on and apologize and perform? What do you think, Kim?
I would like to see it canceled, but yeah. I think he'll perform.
I think he's going to be canceled. Charlie Sheen and Brooke Mueller took drug tests back on March 11th. They both tested clean.
Okay.
Just so you know. By the way, Charlie Sheen made a surprise appearance Monday night on Jimmy Kimmel's show.
Yes, now he's kissing men.
And I got to give credit to Jimmy Kimmel. He cut a piece of Charlie Sheen's rant. Charlie slammed a toothbrush down on Jimmy's desk and said, "That bleep Sarah Silverman left this at my house." Now, you know, Jimmy Kimmel and Sarah Silverman have broken up.
And they've went out for a long time.
Right, they used to date. But Jimmy Kimmel said, "You know what? I'm not putting that on my show."
Right.
So good for you, Jimmy. Well
yeah,
done.
I mean, come on.
Legendary New York Giants football player Lawrence Taylor is now a registered sex offender.
Yeah.
He pled guilty. He got probation, Candy.
I'm really sorry about the whole affair. I mean, yeah. It just breaks my heart.
That incident. Well, listen, the guy's got issues. Has for a while. Barry Bonds' trial got underway yesterday, his perjury trial, and his lawyer said, listen, he thought he was taking flaxseed oil, and that's the way it is. And
right.
So, there you
okay.
go. Okay. Aflac running one of their older commercials. It's silent. It's taken after a silent movie and does not feature Gilbert Gottfried saying Aflac. So,
poor Gilbert.
Will Brad Womack return for a third season?
I don't know.
ABC's considering it.
No!
For The Bachelor.
No!
But I think what's going to happen is the viewers will say no.
Come on, how much of him can we take?
I agree. They'd be crazy to do that.
Ugh.
Very sad. Lolita Holloway died of heart failure yesterday.
Oh.
64 years old. She was a big dance artist, had the hit in the 1980 called Love Sensation, which Marky Mark used on his song Good Vibrations.
Ah.
She was the one that sang such a good vibration. Yeah, you know, sweet sensation. Yeah, I'm not singing it, Kenny.
Please don't.
You get it? You understand?
I do.
Very sad. And Helen Mirren, the hottest 65-year-old on the planet.
Yes.
She will be hosting Saturday Night Live.
Good good for her.
On April 9th. Tonight, American Idol, 8 o'clock on Fox. Survivor Redemption Island, 8 o'clock on CBS. We'll have your Idol for Dummies tomorrow. And The Tonight Show, Keith Urban. Check him out with his brand new song, Without You, tonight. 6:15, there's your Bald and the Beautiful. We do it weekdays 6:10 and 8:10. We post it at licountry.com as well on the Fathead and Candy jock page. And 5:45, Party Marty with your dinner dish. Everything from Nashville to Hollywood.